The young woman took her life November 30th, and word quickly spread through the 2,000-person island community. School began the next day with an assembly where students were informed of the incident. Principal Monty Bunis says high schoolers were given a chance to respond and grieve.
We let the kids write on poster boards to the student, and then we had kids write on balloons and walked outside and had a balloon release activity, and then we had kids down in the commons most of the morning, but by lunchtime of that day, we had kids at least report back to their classes. For those kids that needed to have some sort of sense of kind of a normal day.
Counselors and members of the faith community helped students who wanted to talk, and a weekend drama debate meet scheduled for the school was canceled, though wrestlers went ahead with plans to attend a competition in another town.
The school has just tried to work through the individual student issues and just try to keep as much normalcy in the school as we can. Obviously those first couple of days were very difficult, and we're just watching after our kids to make sure that they're doing okay.
The school was somewhat back to normal by Monday. Bunis says Wrangell's response, including counselors from Alaska Island Community Services, churches, and individuals, helped students and staff get there.
When something like this happens, it's absolutely gut-wrenching, not only to the school community, but to the community at large. So there's been an outwelling of support for us from the community. They've been really good about working with our kids and helping our kids.
A student suicide is not a common event in the region, but it's not as rare as anyone would hope. Wilbur Brown is suicide prevention manager for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium.
For a tragedy to happen like that down in Wrangell, it definitely doesn't just impact the community of Wrangell, it impacts the community of Southeast. One could go so far as to say this affects the whole state when something like this happens, and which comes back to our belief of one is too many.
One is too many is the name of a regional campaign to raise awareness about suicide and spread the word about programs that can help. Brown says young people and anyone else in crisis need to know others care and are willing to provide assistance.
This is something that, you don't have to keep a secret. Talk to an adult. Talk to somebody you trust. Talk to somebody. Reach out for help. This is a complicated issue for all of us to deal with, and there's really no cut and dry answer to how we can deal with this in our communities except to reach out and talk to other people.
Search offers a toll-free line, 1-877-294-0074, for anyone needing help. The state runs a similar care line at 1-877-266-HELP. A number of agencies offer prevention programs for police, teachers, healthcare providers, and other community members. Brown says his organization is among those providing a program teaching communication skills needed in crisis situations.
One of the things that we offer is the Gatekeeper program, which is a training just to help the communities understand that they can talk to somebody who is feeling suicidal, and they can talk to somebody who is struggling at that moment in time, and that they don't have to freak out about it.
A statewide report shows Southeast with some of Alaska's lowest per capita suicide numbers, but prevention advocates say any numbers are too high. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.